Can you talk a little bit about the data that was presented at ASCO? I think a lot of people are very disappointed in looking at gem nab-paclitaxel in the adjuvant setting. Can you talk about what was seen there and what you think it means?
So, I think that in this era of pancreatic cancer, and I often look at all the, the drug development in the last 2 decades in pancreatic cancer, drug development has been really, really limited. And we need as many treatment options as we can for our patients. And we have very little treatment options in our arsenal of drugs. And it was a huge thing when FOLFIRINOX became a standard of care in advanced setting, and then more recently in the adjuvant setting. And it was a really big thing as well when nab-paclitaxel became part of our regimens in the metastatic disease. And we've seen patients with a great response for many, many months, and some even for several years with that regimen. And I think we were all not only hoping, but I think we just, really thought that the study would be a positive study, because there are a lot of patients that the triplet combination, the FOLFIRINOX combination, is just not, it's just not a feasible option in the adjuvant setting in the patients post-op. So we were hoping that we would have another doublet combination to offer our patients. So the disappointment was huge for all of us, because once again, it's not a, it's not a field like in breast cancer where you're having so many treatment options for your patients. We have very, very limited options. Why the study was negative? That's a difficult question. I mean, there's been a lot of hypothesis. There is an effect of nab-paclitaxel in combination with gemcitabine. It just doesn't get to statistical benefit, and that was predefined for the study. And that was very, very disappointing. On the other hand, I think that we have to have high bars in, what our statistical analysis is, and, and we need to maintain the bars that we have defined, because that's part of developing drugs. And if it doesn't help in the adjuvant setting, then, then it shouldn't be used. It does help in the metastatic setting, and it doesn't take from the importance of the drug. I mean, we've seen this in other diseases as well. In colorectal cancer, irinotecan is very helpful in metastatic disease, but not in the adjuvant setting. So we sometimes see that things are not as we predicted, but we just have to carry on developing the field and finding new drugs and other options for our patients.